Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. Tonight we have some very interesting breaking news to tell, which is quite exciting.
Breaking news.
Yes, we do have breaking news.
And we have breaking Red Hood.
Yeah.
Yes, we have breaking Red Hood, Red Hood breaking news.
Yes, that's right.
Red Hood breaking news, yes. Hyundai is building an Iron Man suit, which has no Robert Downey Jr. required. I'm sorry, Robert, you're not getting the contract. But at the same time, Hyundai promises that although they don't have any, it doesn't have any boot jets or repulsors, so it won't really come in handy when it's finding the Mandarin, or it's on loose again when you have the Crimson Tide, it's wreaking havoc. However,
right,
it will probably do the next best thing, which is to help folks do their job more effectively and move around better. The South Korean car maker said it can assist an elderly person to become more mobile, to give them extra support, and make them stand longer. Just imagine your elders as robots, ladies and gentlemen. Just imagine them. Yes, Granny is now a robot. Can you extend your arm, Granny?
That.
You know. But
that's still pretty cool to know that people can potentially walk around and.
At the same time, what's insanely crazy is, you know, could we imagine, like, just for 2 seconds, what it would be like in a Whole Foods? You know, name any grocery store where an elderly person enters with a suit. Yes, can I help you? I would like 10 apples. Thank you. You're too slow. You know. Same thing in the beauty aisle.
That's what you get for using last generation's technology.
Exactly. You know, same thing for the beauty aisle. You know, it would be very funny. Yes, can I get 10 bottles of hairspray? Too slow. You know, yet the only thing is, like, you have another robot, right, who's doing price check. You're too slow. Maybe I can take over. Thank you very much. That's right. You know, kind of thing. But yet, like all things, everything must go. I mean, the other thing also is that we love robots for some reason.
Trump isn't.
We love robots.
Why can't there be a
Trump robot?
What?
Why?
That would probably save a lot of people.
Then you'd have to consistently break it down and repair it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would go, you know, because it would go absolutely haywire at the invention of president. You know? You'd have to rewire.
What? Did you say
plexi? Rewire it, you know? Which would be pretty damn funny to boot. Now, we all know that Hyundai and, you know, Trump, they don't really go together, but...
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand, kimosabi, kimo, but Trump just loves China, right? If he loves China so much,
yeah.
If he's so crazy about China, right? Then possibly, so that then we don't have to deal with his bullshit. No.
Yeah. Fair enough. China would want Trump either.
Yeah, but China would probably do something. But China would do something really cool with him. Beat him to an inch of his life with a standard cane. They actually have them.
Right.
The fact is that when you go into China or any mainland, right, they do have at the airport. Very nice, China. Very good, China. You'll buy our products from China. But if you wall spray,
come from China.
Yeah, right. You're going to customs and they play this video. But if you do graffiti in China, we will whack you. It's true. You know, they have very strict...
Yeah, but you don't want to be involved.
No, but they have very strict laws in China, you know. Laws like... Let's see. A traveler's guide to Chinese law. The nation of laws...
Huh.
So the right side of Chinese law. How to cross the Strait safely in China. How to behave. Now, how to behave... How to stay out of trouble, how to carry your passport at all times without, you know, how to do not let your visa expire, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Restricted hotels, restricted military areas, entering and leaving China. They have a zero tolerance for recreational drugs, like they have a zero tolerance for recreational President elects. unfavorable reading matter. Any favorable reading matter is less deemed unfavorable towards China and the Chinese government is liable to be confiscated. It will probably be no more than a nuisance and bad enough. Reading matter isn't always readily available in China. However, but the official who confiscates it may view you an unfavorable influence by letting you get into the country and decide to turn you back. And so when finally in China, right? Okay. When finally in China, here's some advice. Do not, and I repeat, do not go into your favorite Chinese retailer and say, "Is this made in China?"
Yeah.
Because, you know, it will pretty much piss them off. You know, to no end. Is this made in China?
It's like...
Well, duh. Duh. Really. Duh.
No. Really.
No, it's made offshore in Brazil.
Right.
No, wait. It's made in Trumpistan.
It's made in Kazakhstan. Yeah. Oh, wait. That was made in Trumpistan.
Yeah.
And by very, very cheap Mexican labor.
Yeah. Apparently they built
which
a wall.
Which he claims to know.
No. I'm going to build a wall. And what was your question? Oh, no. I'm going to just build a wall. You know. Further reading, right? I mean, there's so many, 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 many things. That
I almost think it's kind of like it makes you wonder about Trump. And
like,
what he really.
Well, you know, besides
Jennifer Lawrence,
you know, let's be real for a second. Let's be real for a second.
Is he being real or is this one big giant act?
What, me or
Donald Trump?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know to tell you the truth, Johnny.
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know. I mean, geez.
Nope, we don't, unfortunately.
If he's being real world.
We don't.
We're all straight.
Right.
Yeah, but.
It's almost like, yes, Trump is not the best person for the job. Trump is not the best person for pretty much anything.
Well, you have to look at it like. You have to look. You have to look at. You have to look at it two ways. One, the way he treats women. Two, the way he treats staff.
Yeah.
Both poorly. Both ethically poorly. And then he just has this carnal lust to turn the White House carrot top.
Yeah.
Wait,
you know,
I kind of
gonna start calling it the Orange House.
I give Jennifer
exactly.
Fox a lot of credit when it comes to what she wanted to do to Trump, which I have
well,
a lot
yeah,
of respect
I mean,
for her.
She, you said Jennifer Lawrence, right? She said she wanted to find
yes,
Trump
yeah.
at a you know
concert
at a concert and fuck him up royally, which I don't mind, you know. I really would love to see him get absolutely torn to bits, you know.
He did deserve it. He does.
He
deserve
totally
it.
Deserves.
It's like, wait, did I say something
I mean,
wrong?
You know,
yeah,
should we rip out Twisted Sister, you know, and play We're Not Gonna Take It, you know? Really, it's gotta be, or even better, like the famous, more famous thing of. I mean, the more famous thing, really, is has got to be, really has got to be, has really got to be the fact that he keeps on saying, I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to build a wall. Well then, and then, you know, what evidence of wall do you have?
What do people from other countries do to him?
Everything.
That's the bigger issue.
Everything. Everything.
I want to build a wall!
Right, and what is, like,
yeah,
Mr. Bill,
terrible.
Yeah, Mr. Bill, you know, Mr. Bill really,
yeah.
really has something to say to, he has something to say, doesn't he?
Oh no!
Oh no! Mm-hmm. You know,
It's almost like you're really going to start pushing limits on people. And that's wrong. That's
wrong. It's wrong. It's just wrong. You know, I don't think that when you have anything, you know, you failed at everything. The last thing, like, they should do is that, yes, now you should become president. What?
What?
Yeah, no. Say no. It's like,
say
no.
No. No.
Like, no.
No. You're not going to become president.
No, that didn't work.
Why?
It's like, it's like the little kid going, why can't I become president? Johnny, it's like John, or Joe, you're unable to. You're not old enough. And? Like, any person would know enough. What really matters and what is actually important versus someone who is, you know, cares in the world for anyone other than himself. And he's looking out for number one person himself. So, really,
it's got to be the most incredible thing when, you know, somebody on a staff says, I'm not going to take this, you should just run. And he's run once before, he's failed. Now he's going to run again. And if he wins, it's not going to be good.
Right.
It's just not going to be good. At all.
This won't end well.
You know.
Nope.
I was on the tube this morning, and I was reading my iPhone, and my iPhone said, "Yes, I'm going." You know, they revealed his tactics against Hillary.
He
has to play with is Benghazi, emails.
That's nice to know.
Good to know.
But Red Hill was sitting on the loo looking at his iPhone.
Not the loo. I meant the tube. Sorry. The train. The subway.
That's okay.
Which one?
It's a good place to read news while you're doing your business.
Right. True.
And for your Americans,
that's probably not the place.
For our Americans,
right,
toilet.
Yeah. But that's here nor there.
I'm so sorry. I meant subway, train.
The tube.
Which is I'm trying to say the train, the underground. The silver bullet.
If you're in down DC, the metro.
The metro, exactly. The metro. Yes, I was on the metro. I was not on the loo. I was on the metro, reading my iPhone, and all he has is Benghazi. The emails.
Good lordy, I got all flustered now.
Johnny getting
flustered.
I told you it's going to
be a fun show. Johnny getting flustered.
Yes, we have to move on.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we do. So, yeah, I mean, it's just really, really, you know, if all you have is Benghazi and the emails and this Johnny business, then it's not going to be that successful, your campaign. Your campaign is not going to be successful. Even Arnold is saying, it's no go. It's not going to go.
Even Willy Wonka's like, go on.
Absolutely, it's not going to go popping off. Jay-Z, Beyonce, they're not, no, just sorry.
Even Willy Wonka's like, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir.
Exactly. Even Roald Dahl is saying,
it's like, no. Just now.
Yes. Yes, we have to move on. Yes, so what is happening in... what is happening with raccoons?
Oh.
What?
No, wait, you're jumping way too far.
What is happening with ABC then?
They now have a show that's a comedy coming to ABC that involves special people with disabilities, which I hope that they do better than Fox when it came to Glee.
Even though Glee went for like a couple seasons.
But I'm talking about the disabled character in Glee who was not disabled. Who was pretty much played somewhat the disability, but doesn't have one? I'm sure that. Didn't forget there are people with disabilities out in the world, and it's kind of the essential thing to have people get work and be successful.
Yeah.
Or is that a foreign concept to people in the entertainment industry? Because it's big thing. And need a thing to go.
It's going to be that the disability world has to have more inclusion. It really does. And for ABC to bring a disabled show onto the airwaves.
ABC
great.
Itself?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
I think that there's a larger need for this, and they kind of have to go through and fulfill it because it's like you're not going to be put in a situation where you're going to have an audience, a portion of your audience not included.
Let's hope it lasts more than half a season.
The series is called Speechless. So it says in one of the reports that we got from Huffington Post, Disability Scoop, which I kind of wish Huffington Post actually was more aware of putting out these articles versus them not. Because I think that there's a lot of businesses out there who don't really do that either, who do not put out the content for people who actually who are not exactly who are different. It's wrong. It's terrible.
Yeah. Let's see.
I think that more has to be done. I think more has to be done, period. People could, and those that are listening.
Yes.
There should be a bigger, a larger, people should be more understanding of what's actually around there and what's actually going on than assumptions. Or if you don't know about person with disabilities, there's groups out there that actually have things to help bring inclusion, like Real Abilities, which they do have film festivals.
Let's see some...
all over us. So if you're unaware, please go and check them out. This is the only way where you would becoming more educated. No questions asked.
Yeah, see, it's from the creator of Joey and Go On.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that most, you know, TV series, okay, that are geared towards disabled, right? What do we have in America? We have Glee, which is, you know, the person who played Artie is really not a wheelchair user at all. Okay. But then we have Becky.
Switch Shipper.
What?
But we also have Switch Shipper.
Switch Shipper.
And
is
they
fine.
Have two people on there that they have their cast who actually is deaf. Those people who are playing, they are deaf.
Switch at birth
does have deaf, has actors who are deaf in the show.
Who what?
But the main character, Switch at Birth, has the kid that was in Sandlot 2.
Right.
As a supporting role. And then they have Marlene Matlin, and then there's other characters on the show that are supporting characters who
The thing is that, you know, I don't like Glee because of the fact that, you know, they don't have any disabled cast members, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't in their entire run, you know. What, you have the book group, you have Game of Thrones. You have Game of Thrones.
Right.
You have Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Glee.
Right.
Yeah, you have Breaking Bad.
Neither
obviously.
Was I. Yeah.
You have My Name is Earl.
Oh, I missed that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have The Guild. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
You have Dark Angel. You have Joan of Arcadia. Then you have Lost House.
Series.
Degrassi,
right.
Malcolm Little.
Right.
CSI.
Oh, and you, what about the middle?
In the middle, yeah.
That's the actor's name. Yeah, the person has I don't know the condition. However, the person who plays, I believe, Atticus. I believe his name is? The actor's name is?
Right.
Has... Yeah,
right.
Sorry about that. I just know he, yeah. Love the Mill just because it's a good series. It shows what real family struggles are.
Right.
It's kind of a renaissance-esque home improvement without the destruction of Tim Allen.
I think the mill's going like what, 8th season, I think.
Right.
Yeah, 8 or 9. But there, and I don't see that show getting canceled anytime soon.
Which show?
Yep, I'm right. I'm right. Score one for
the
me.
The middle.
Yeah.
The middle.
The middle. Oh yeah,
middle.
No, it's very funny.
Going into its 8th season this fall.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
I know,
The Big Bang. Which Sheldon has Asperger's, or maybe has Asperger's. We'll see. You have Bones. You have, let's see, The Bridge, Covert Affairs, Criminal Minds, Grey's Anatomy, King and Maxwell, Legit.
I can see Atticus Schaefer as having that.
An old series called Life
smart.
Goes On. You know, I mean, there are many, like, Secret Life of the American Teenager is great.
Yeah. That was a short-lived series.
You also had Joey Lucas on The West Wing.
I believe on Pretty Little Liars there were some people didn't have disabilities, but they portrayed mental illness within the show, which is a good thing if you're portraying mental illness, not wanting someone to be in a position where they could have a problem, then that's okay.
Right.
If it was suicide or something that is to an extreme, you don't want to put an actor who's battling it within a situation that probably wouldn't be the best.
Yeah.
For them.
And I think that you kind of don't, I don't think that TV nor,
I think that there's a level where people understand, but then they don't, to a point.
Right. There's not many examples on TV, nor film, But that's why it's our responsibility, at least on the show, to make it as funny as we can, because of the fact that, because the disability world needs this and wants this, so they're gonna have this, But also,
right.
As
much as we may not exactly be most well. as much as we may have our flaws, or you might hear
flaws,
me stutter or whatever, it doesn't make
sense.
Yeah, we have our flaws, but we're still a lot funnier than Daily Show. That's the one thing I can say. Speaking of funny matters.
Hey, we're funnier than a Donald Trump rally, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're funnier than a Donald Trump rally.
Yeah.
But speaking of funny matters, recently, raccoons have cut power stations in Seattle homes, 40,000 of them to be exact. Why? Because all of them, they were fucking hungry.
Did they want to get a charge of some kind?
A charge, possibly, but the fact that You have a raccoon that was blamed for the loss of power for almost 40,000 homes. What are they going to call it? The raccoon go?
Yes? Hello? Yes? I am going to destroy your home tonight.
No, it's like, suck for you if you want any power.
You know.
The time being, you're not going to have it.
You know, the animal, the
yes,
Seattle,
you can have
like,
the first, crap, I mean, frozen cappuccino drinks.
Right, right. But the best right. part about this is that the animal, entered one of our substations in the early hours of the morning and caused a power outage that stretched to the suburbs of the Golden Gardens Park and Queen Anne's of the North City. I witnessed Jeff Pearson nearby the station. Basically said that while he was on the loo, not me, not you, he was on the loo, he heard an explosion just before 3 a.m. and then saw city workers and dazed raccoon. And didn't know what to think of it. The raccoon had been shocked inside the subway station. Substation.
Wait. I don't know about Seattle having subways.
Yeah, right. If you're wondering whether the raccoon did survive the experience, well, let's just say he did not. He had no prior experience.
Maybe it was a hipster raccoon.
Cables.
Hipster raccoon looking for some smoked salmon.
No.
There
are thousands and thousands of bagel mongers would be after his ass like putty. including me. I'd be in there with my mini hooding tape and just, you know, going, I will get you. I don't know how. I don't know when. But I will get you. Now. And then proceed to shock him. You know, that's, you know, one person said, want to see the raccoon that knocked out our power overnight in Seattle? And they have, here's our video. It probably showed the dead raccoon, but, you know, let's take a closer look. Oh, shit. That raccoon is dead.
Yes.
You know, that
like,
kind of thing.
That's done. That's,
you know, but Guardians of the Galaxy fans could take a hit, right? What is that raccoon-like character in Guardians of the Galaxy?
I forgot.
But there is a raccoon. At least that raccoon character is smarter than the average bear. Because raccoons hate bears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna suck all your power. Ha ha ha! Yes. You know, kind of thing.
No
power for you, Apple. Anyway, no power for you. Just like the 10 years and Donald Trump. No power for you. No power. Not nowhere. Not even. Just not even possible. Not. Yet. At all. You know. At all. Not even.
Right.
Not. Just not possible. But. You know. Lowe's. Is also. Picking up big time for discrimination. Why? Why is this, Allison? What happened?
They got into a discrimination lawsuit, which also means they're pretty much having to pay out on a lot of money to people who rightfully.
Oh,
they're
no.
going to get caught anyway.
They allegedly fired workers regarded as having disabilities or associated who did. And that's illegal. Additionally, they got spanked with $8.6 million, which will be distributed to affected former employees. You know, I kind of think, honestly, that
when you screw up, you screw bad.
Well, no. They screwed up quite literally, you know.
Royally. No, it's the royal flush.
It's the royal flush and also the royal batting average not from Wrigley's. You know,
right.
And this time
and
Lowe's with their lowest prices, the lowest prices of the season. Well, the season's just getting started.
Right.
You best now go out and cut that grass, little Jimmy. Go out and cut the grass. Oh, wait, don't, please, just don't forget to trip on the tripwire that I set up for you. So that way you can, I can be part of the settlement. Thank you. You know, that kind of thing. But the fact that, you know, Lowe's has agreed to pay the $8.6 million is a good thing. It's a really good thing. It's the fact that you're firing workers who are allegedly retarded or having disabilities.
A disability?
No.
It's
sorry.
Like, no. Like,
oh, no,
just,
no,
no,
no.
No.
It's like,
you know.
It's like, so you're going to do this. You're going to do this.
So if you do this,
so you
we'll
go
do this
and get a
and
big boss.
You know, if you do this,
big,
we'll
big,
do
big
this.
Lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Lots of work. Lots of do work in people's favor, at least those who need to. Do
and
it, take care
if
of
that
it.
Wasn't enough, Elon Musk apologized for the Tesla workers who were paid just $5 an hour by a subcontractor.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that group
needs help too.
Yeah.
Or subcontractors. Definitely more money to be. In their pocket. Then
in response to the article, Musk tweeted, "I only heard about this today. Sounds like the wrong thing happened on many levels. We'll investigate and make it right." Well, honestly,
good.
Thank God, if you're making this right, fantastic. And so on Wednesday, I guess we'll have more satire, won't we? I think we will. Will we?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
We'll see what we can dig up.
We'll see what we can dig up. Because, we want to keep our reputation, and our reputation precedes us. And we have two words for Donald Trump, which were, actually three. Go to hell. We don't want an orange house. We would like a woman president. Any president.
Just not him.
Please. We beg of you. Please. Otherwise, we're going to have to go get Gollum. And when we go get Gollum, it doesn't end.
End well.
It doesn't end well. Because he continuously. Oh, there he is. My precious. My precious White House that is going to be turned. See, we told you it didn't turn out.
And
well.
I think on that note,
on that out. We have to be
think on that.
Not.
Yeah.